music radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are we doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till
it's too late.
The Radio Avenger.
Rick Adams is on.
All right, we're back now, and we do have Dave Gaharie from the AFP, and welcome back, Dave.
Thank you, Rick. I love that theme music. I should know what it is, but I don't. It was from like some kind of British.
Yeah, that was Mike McGare doing that. That was the son of what's his name there, the Beatles guy. all of a sudden, I'm drawing a blank. One of the Beatles. Yeah, it's his. It was his son, I believe. Right now, I'm not thinking of the Beatles because I never was a fan of theirs. But anyway, it's his song. You wake up and you sip hot tea and minus music and radio free. That has been our opening for a long, long time.
It's very cool. Was it a television show, a British television show?
No, that was just a song that he wrote, Have I Got Troubles. That's the name of the song.
Gotcha.
So you could look that up and, you'll appreciate it more. I think it is pretty clear. The lyrics are clear enough. And it is the truth. They just feed us more lies every day. And the lies are twofold, omission and commission. So I can't, I have to do it to some extent, Dave. But I cannot turn on at night. I can't turn on Lying Lester any more than I can watch Tom Brokaw or any of the others on any of the over-the-air television networks or online. It's painful for me to sit there and watch their lips move and all of the liars that come on and give us one big deceptive picture, one after another, about where America is going. And they all have the same basic trend, the same tinge of bias, and that is that can't we all just come together and love one another and stop the war, stop the hate? Can't we just be as one nation, one world, and all be brothers and sisters? That's the recurrent theme they just keep promoting for us.
Like Rodney King, can't we all just get along?
That's it. I mean, isn't it funny, though? The people that make war are the ones that advocate world peace. I'd never figure that out.
No, it's sick. These people are sick. They're evil. And I just want to make mention, you sent some great emails to me, and you were just talking about the talking heads. I haven't watched television for 26 years after my first son was born. I didn't understand why I would look at that while I could be looking at him, and I just never went back to it, and I'm glad I didn't. But you sent me a link to this interview with this fella who was hired by MSNBC and then fired because he was too rough on the politicians. I thought for some reason that journalists were supposed to be rough on not just politicians but everybody. But I mean, if people need more evidence, then that's all. I mean, right there, here's this guy. He was told, hey, act like a senator. I watched that whole thing that you sent me, Rick, and it's sick. It's just sick. How do people continue to watch the mainstream media?
Well, I think, to a large extent, the younger ones are not. The older ones are just locked into it in that mode, but younger ones are going to social media, and that's even more dangerous in many ways, because there's so much disinfo and more fake news and fake distortions of what's actually happening. So it's a toss-up. I mean, they don't know about the American Free Press. They don't know about Barnes Review. They don't know about all of the other publications online where they can turn, at least get a smattering of points of view and perspective, and then, you know, can make your own candle from the waxes. You see, they don't know, and quite frankly, they don't care. In my opinion, the American public is the dumbest on the face of the earth, and always have been, always able to be led, you know, like sheep being led to the slaughter. And you can go to Europe and our brothers and sisters there, and you could see some competition in some of the media. You could see some political differences, parties, you know, like in Italy, they'll have from the Communist Party to the Fascist Party, and all of them can get on the ballot, things of that nature. But they do have some competition of thought. Here in America, which is the, you know, the real vestibule of God's people, they're being led. They're being led by this, I call it what Jesus said, the synagogue of Satan, leading them down that path of destruction, self-destruction. And they honestly, I mean, this is my opinion because I see it all the time. What are they talking about today? Are they talking about what's going on in the Mediterranean with North Korea, with the United States Imperial Empire? Are they talking about Greek and Cyprus issues? Or are they talking about Lebanon and Syria and what we're doing to them? No, they're talking about, is it a beach day or is it not a beach day? Are we going to get together tonight and have supper, or are we not? This is why the masses, Dave, as you know, can psychologically be brainwashed by the media, by Hollywood, and be distracted from what they, the elite, as you will, are planning for them. They haven't got a clue as to how close we are to national destruction. That's the way I look.
No, look, I've been feeling this way for a while. What you were just talking about remind me of that a-hole that was the President Bush, that second Bush, who after 9/11 said he literally insulted the entire country by saying just go shopping. You know, don't worry about what happened. Just go shopping, and you know you'll feel better. Mm-hmm. How these people actually think like that blows my mind. I hope that there were some Americans out there who were as insulted as I was when this Neanderthal said that. But you know, Rick, I think that all of this time I'm very, look, I'll say negative because you know, pessimistic people have said that. Well, geez, isn't there something, you know, positive about what's going on? And I'm talking about decades now of feeling negative about things, and I'm not talking about, you know, the stock market's going to go down. That's a joke. That's a sideshow. What I'm talking about is what's happening in the country and how the country is effectively dead. It's just a husk of what it once was, and now the elite are really lowering the hammer. They're about to take out a lot of patriots. You mentioned American Free Press and the Barnes Review.
Mm-hmm.
They've been under attack. Now, I don't know if this is a coincidence. I don't think it is, but they've been under attack since Trump was elected. Mm-hmm. Now, Trump, a lot of people looked at as, you know, a savior of nationalism. He's going to save America, America first. I don't know if this is a coincidence. I don't think it is. But the corporations that really run things in the United States and trying to run the whole world, they are attacking the Barnes Review and American Free Press. They have pulled the plug now on those companies' abilities to sell products. So,
I just got an email. Tell us a little bit about, for those who don't understand or know the latest, on how, I guess, the merchants of Venice and the credit card companies now and so forth are basically shutting down your venues of getting out, essentially getting the word out and getting subscriptions and so forth. What are they doing?
That's exactly right. You know, it started, and it wasn't just American Free Press, but it started with these Holocaust books, these revisionist books. How dare how dare people have their own opinion about something as sacred as the Holocaust. And what happened was that Amazon then began knocking out these listings, saying, well, you can't sell this book on Amazon. So they took out hundreds and hundreds of books that offered an alternative view of this historical event, or as some people would say, non-event. And I'm in that camp as well, as far as believing that it was a non-event relative to what these hysterical Jews try to say that it is and have been saying that it is.
Major hoax, yes.
Yes. And so what happened was they first went after those books. They took them out. So they took a nice revenue stream away from not just American Free Press and the Barnes Review, but from any individual who is dedicated to the truth and wants to offer people, their research or someone else's research. So they don't have to eat the garbage that, as you were talking about, the elite mainstream media shovels into people's throats or attempts to shovel. So what happened was that you have that, and then you had the credit card processors, who basically are middlemen, where if somebody wants to use their card online, then this particular company would process it and get you the money, clear it, and so on and so forth. Well, what happened was now this this little credit card processing company that TBR, American Free Press, they were using, they were bought by a large, too-big-to-fail bank known as Wells Fargo. And then Wells Fargo decided that, well, we really can't have this. We don't want to process your transactions because, you're talking about, the Holocaust, that it unfolded a different way than, the powers that be say, and you're denying the Holocaust. Whew, God forbid. It's okay to say that, Johnny Depp could say that he wants to assassinate Trump. That's okay. It's okay that Jewish groups could say that they want to assassinate presidents, which they have. That's fine. But if you want to deny this historical non-event, that's not fine. So basically what they did was they took away this merchant account. They didn't even notify American Free Press, TBR. They just took it out. People go to buy a book at AFP's bookstore, they can't. It's finished. So now the only way to do business for these companies is via snail mail, which they've traditionally, the government via their USPS arm has traditionally hampered the efforts of the newspaper to get their mail unfettered. So you have to deal now in cash, check, or money order. Otherwise, they cannot sell books that people want. So what they're doing is they're slowly applying the chokehold to free speech, to free thought. And now I think that it's worse than ever, that it's ever been. And I think that what's coming next is restrictions on the internet. And I'm not the type of person who is alarmist, who generally believes in conspiracy theories. I think people aren't smart enough to pull off elaborate conspiracy theories. However, I do think that the internet now is in danger.
Well, we're already seeing that. You know, we've been seeing that for about a year and a half. We've been seeing the trolls that are monitors for the ADL Jewish Gestapo groups that are basically following and looking and seeking and monitoring to see what is permissible and what is not permissible online. What they're doing is they have these monitors and these heroes programs, where you go and you look and you see something that isn't quite kosher, then you tell us about it and we'll look into it. And then if we feel that it's something we should not be doing or not allowing, then we will just take it down because we are in control. It's their venue, and, you can go on and say so much. And then if you start getting a big following, even though what you say may not be on the level of anything else that we've heard about that has been taken down, if you start attracting big numbers, real big numbers, then you can and have been, many have been taken down. Of course, Facebook is a classic example, which I deplore. I hate Facebook. I don't want to use it. I have an account, but I don't use it. Same thing with Twitter. And now we're talking about Google, and Google, of course, owns YouTube, as you know, but Jeff Bezos is buying up everything. So we have a guy, Bezos, who runs Amazon, and he started out with many of these books, as you pointed out, not just Barnes Review or AFP, but anybody who's come down the pike and has offered alternative factual view. Now, you know, Jim Fetzer is a classic example. They took his book down. That was solid. That was Nobody Died at Sandy Hoax or Hook. But anyway, they took that down. Boston Marathon bombing hoax. All of these books evidently threatened them. And, you know, as I said, the great unwashed masses don't think about it. They don't even know they exist. All they know about is the several things I just mentioned a few minutes ago, and what we're going to do today as a family, as partners, as lovers, and what have you. So this is how you control the flow of this information and also nip in the bud any chance that somebody might begin to start reading and then passing it along on those social media venues. So it's already happening, Dave. It's been happening for a while. They're doing it in different ways. And they don't want to just shut down them. They want to use it to their advantage, you know? And that's what they're doing.
They have been attacking, but I feel that now we're at the precipice of their fevered pitch. I think that it's going to happen. I think it's going to break through, and I think they're going to use some event, some false flag technology event to say, no, it's just not safe. We have to shut down the internet. And I think that people need to realize that these tech companies are nothing more than tools for the U.S. government. And if you want to look at the U.S. government as two parts, many people believe that there's two U.S. governments. There's the government that we see and we deal with, the face of the U.S. government, and then there's the rogue part of the U.S. government that does things like the Liberty and 9/11 and whatever else they do, the real evil, dark, ugly, black part. But I think people need to realize that these tech companies, the reason that they are controlled by the U.S. government is because they are not allowed to have any technology that is superior to what the United States government has. And I don't think a lot of people realize that, Rick.
Yeah, right. I understand that. No, you're absolutely correct in that. Let's see if we can take some calls in the meantime, too, at 800-313-9443, because I think that this is a subject that it's like where the rubber meets the road. It does affect all of us, and basically it is a shutdown of everything. But I do think that all of this will culminate with an attack, a multifaceted attack, and it will not be just in America. It will be a worldwide attack, and this is what I have been saying for a long time, that those who perpetrated 9/11, and we know where their home base is in the city of Jerusalem, that they will perpetrate. They have the knowledge, the technology, they have the resources to be able to shut down all communications with EMP attacks and other attacks that will, I believe, culminate with the crash of the economy. They have all the cards in their hands, you know, and this is what I am looking at as a reality. That's when people will break up into different groups, and it will be every man an island unto himself. This is what I'm looking at. Let's see what others think, by the way. Let's talk to Kent, first of all, and I think it's West Virginia. Hello there, Kent.
Yeah, hi, Rick. How you doing? Yeah, first Good. Of all, that music, Dave, you were talking about, that's the Avengers. The old Avengers, great old show, the Avengers.
Yes, yes, right. Thank you.
Intro music? I think that was what he was talking about, but that's okay. I thought he meant my intro, my other intro. Well, we got a break, Ken, anyway, so let's hang you on the line and come back to you and Jeff and others, and we'll take more calls. Dave Gaharri with us today in the second hour. We'll be back again, folks. Stay tuned.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
All right. Well, we do have Radio Avenger on right now, the Avengers theme. And as I said, the other was Mike McGeer. But you're back, too, Kent. So say what you'd like to say to Dave Gahary right now and us.
Yeah. Well, Dave, you might not believe in conspiracies, but I do. And I've noticed that they created this aura prior to the election, you know, with this Bannon guy. And although he's an arch Zionist, and they created this aura, this myth, this fervor that Trump was an anti-Semite, you know, and they whipped all this controversy around the country prior to the election. Then immediately after the election, they had all these events, these tombstone events, these swastika events, and this hate, this fervor of hate, which demanded the crackdown, you know, it led into crackdown, you know. And all of a sudden, the people around the country think they've got their hero. They finally got their hero in the White House, you know. And all of a sudden, presto change-o, all these information systems are being shut down because in response to this fervor that was created. And then all of a sudden, Bannon sort of has faded from the picture, and you have this Kushner fella is in the scene every which way, and unheard of. And it may have not caught your attention, but he made his first speech about, I think it was Monday morning or something. So gradually he's gaining his voice, and I expect to see that as time goes on, he'll become like the spokesman for the White House, you know, And there'll be all these avenues, all this stuff about the Holocaust, this will be quietly shut down. And the people, where's our hero? And their hero's not going to do anything about it. I think it was all very well set up.
All right, Dave?
I mean, it very well may be that way. For me, as far as conspiracies, what I was alluding to were the multifaceted, complex events. Something like this, where the tools in the mainstream media did what they did. You're absolutely right with Bannon. First, he was a Jew hater. He didn't want to send his kids to school with Jews because he didn't want his kids in school with Jews. Besides the fact that there's nothing wrong with that. If you don't want to have your kids in school with Jews, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that because Jews don't want to have their kids in school with Christians. That's why they have their own Jew schools. So the media would never say that, of course, but that's the truth. Would I want my son to be in a school with a bunch of Jews? I don't know. But if I didn't, who cares? That's my business. See, that's the problem. They've made it so you can't have an opinion about Jews. This is the thing, the only thing that you can't have an opinion about. You've got to love Jews. Jews are the greatest thing in the world. Israel is fantastic. It's the greatest country, only democracy. Look at it. Look at how beautiful it is. Poor little Israel in the middle of the desert, surrounded by these nasty Arabs. My God, what a great country. So if I said that, then I could be on the news, no problem. That's why they pay these clowns like Hannity and that other guy that they just threw out. I can't remember his name because I don't watch television, but they pay them $30, $40, $50 million a year. Even this Megyn Kelly, they pay her like $15 million a year. I mean, what is it? Well, obviously, if you watch the interview she did with that bullhorn carrying guy, Alex Jones, you would see she's towing the government, corporate, mainstream media line, Zionist line. That's why they pay them that much money, because they're not going to go off the reservation. They're going to do exactly what they're told. As far as getting back to Bannon and Kushner, and I did see that little speech he gave. He's kind of a mild-mannered speaker. Whether or not he takes a prominent position, I don't think so, but he could. I could be wrong. But, yeah, who knows? Who knows why it is that they made a big deal out of Bannon. He's a nasty anti-Semite. Now they don't say anything about him. Then it was Kushner. Now Kushner, they put him in. He had a little talk. He's fine now. They jump from topic to topic, from head to head. It's all a joke. It's an evil joke, and it's a shame that people even pay attention to these clowns.
Yeah. Well, also, can I just say that apparently, from what we are hearing right now about Megyn Kelly, apparently she may be axed pretty soon herself, because her ratings have not been that good overall. And up against, I guess it's 60 Minutes, is it? 60 Minutes on the other network. So I guess that, you know, what happens with the boomerang effect is what you dole out comes back to haunt you is coming true. Thank you for your call. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor. And for some, there is no choice. But again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
By some awful quirk of fate, the Morlocks had become the masters and the Eloi their servants. The Morlocks maintained them and bred them like cattle.
Well, welcome back, fellow Eloi. We're all in this cavern together. All right, we're going to go back to the phones right now, 800-313-9443. Dave is with us, and we have Jeff next in Idaho. Hello, Jeff.
Yeah, Rick, sounds like a time machine to me, too, also. Hey, Dave, if you have trouble, you might want to look at ClickBank, clkbank.com, okay? And see if you can work with them on bringing back your order ability.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate that. ClickBank, okay.
Well, ClickBank, it's clkbank.com, all right? They process e-books, memberships, and other things a certain way, all right? So hopefully you were able to look at get your page 128 elevator speech, you know, for, you know, funding both movies, activity-wise. And, you know, Clint spent a lot of time in the Hollywood area, you know, for a lot of video production editing capability. And, you know, if you contact him, I'm sure he'll help you on your project.
Now, my friend?
Clint Richardson.
Clint Richardson?
Right. Yeah, on the email, that I sent back and forth.
Thank you. Oh, yes. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah. So, I mean, he's got the talent, and he's finishing up a couple of projects, and it's right along the lines of what... Now what you need to do is you need to basically trademark the Greek H-O-L-O-C-O-S-T, or the Greek Russian H-O-L-L. And so when you say it on air, when you say Holocaust, you're not going to be, you're going to get the point across, and then you can have those guys that are writing about it, and you're infringing upon your trademark. You know, the real thing is the cover-up is the hundreds of millions that communism killed by Jewish banking from, you know, New York over the past, you know, since the Civil War. And this is the cover-up why the word Holocaust is glorified the way it is. It's a burnt offering. All right?
Right.
And
right.
It, basically, it doesn't explain the Greek Orthodox who were killed, by, you know, the Bolsheviks. And that's what you really want to get to. The book by, the real short paper pamphlet by Justus Mullins called The Secret Holocaust is what you really want to push.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because that has
right.
All the facts in it, what the cover-up's about.
You well, know,
the Black
you know,
Book of Bolshevism from Yale, I think,
goes
into the details of the hundreds of millions. And since the CIA put essentially Mao in place to run the drugs after World War II, you know, the CIA is responsible, really, for this gigantic genocide and perpetuating World War III right now.
Right, right.
So those are the facts you really want to bring forward.
Sure. I see eye to eye with them. And, you know, when you mention the term Holocaust, it does mean burnt offering. And that, again, is a perversion of the scriptures from the book of Genesis. And, you know, leave it to Satan and his kiddies, you know, to emulate God and his children and try to rip off the whole world. That's their goal. That's their aim, and that's exactly what they do. They use
the crypto meaning,
that,
Rick, might be this. When they say burnt offering, they mean they burn through all this odious debt they've created. Burnt offering, right.
Well, I'll tell you, the funny thing is that the very thing that they fear the most, the fire, they claim, is the one thing that will consume them when God consumes them who are of the synagogue of Satan on the day of judgment. And, you know, it's a promise that unless some change and come over to the light, they're going to wind up in that furnace, that great big furnace right there that God has planned for them, you know. And I didn't say it. God said it in his word, so we have to believe him over them, I think, you know. Although that may
be
illegal, too.
Dave, try and start making books on hemp. That way you'll get more constitutional people buying your books.
Who now? Sorry?
Industrial hemp with the constitutional...
Oh, hemp, hemp. Okay. Sorry, hemp.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, you got another marketing angle.
Well, yeah. Oh, you know, I have to. I hear that, but I'm pretty focused on this liberty thing. This has to get out, and and I'm putting.
Well, you got to get revenue. You got to get your lost revenue back with this stuff with the you know, the debit system.
Yes, and I already got that up here, the CLK Bank, and I appreciate that, and we'll look into that. And thank you so much for telling me about
thanks,
it.
Thanks for your help, Jeff. I hope that helps you, too, Dave, and AFP now.
You, too. Thank
you. Okay, all right. Let me see who's next. Caesar in New York. Hello, Caesar. You're on the program.
Yes, good afternoon. How are you today, Art?
That's not Art now. We have Dave on, Dave Gehary.
Oh, Dave, okay. Good afternoon, Dave. Dave, question for you. We're going down this rabbit hole so fast, and our republic is gone. We don't have much longer to go if we continue this way.
I think it's pretty much done. I think it's a husk of what it once was, and I don't think there's any coming back short some kind of violent affair. That would bring it back, going back to the way that the founders wanted it. Look what happened to President Jackson, how many times they tried to assassinate him because he wanted to get rid of that bank. So clearly, and much, much smarter people than I have said this, including Rick, for much, much longer than I have. I'm just echoing what they've said, and most of the misery that we are experiencing today comes from 1913 and the creation of that Federal Reserve Bank and the income tax. Mm-hmm. That's when the World War started, and that's when these evil people if they're even people, got a hold of us and they have their way. Until that's taken out, I'm afraid that there isn't much hope.
Well, yeah, and that's why I say that my only hope is in the above, not below. It has to be him because he has a plan, and his plan's going to work, you know. Anything else, Caesar?
Yes, Rick. Are you aware of the Banco Popular going under for 3.3 billion euro and Santander buying it for 1 euro? It was not reported nowhere on the mainstream media at all. It was a blackout.
Yeah, I heard about it, but I haven't heard the extent of it. Can you fill us in a little bit right now?
Yeah, it was 3.3 billion euros gone. It evaporated into thin air, and they sold it for 1 euro to Santander Bank, the Banco Popular. So it seems like it's a systemic crisis, if you understand where I'm coming from, and the dominoes are starting to fall.
Oh, they're falling. You're right. Yeah, there's no end to their evil and their corruption. We're dealing with sociopaths. We're dealing with real murderers. And as I said, in the end, they're going to be taken down. But it won't be by just guns and butter, and it won't be by writing, and it won't be by bullets. It's going to be by the sword and every word that proceedeth out of the word of the mouth of the Lord. I mean, this is a religious thing with me. It's a very spiritual thing because I've seen what he's done for me, and I've seen how he's healed, and I know that he has a promise that no matter what, they're not going to touch you if you're part of his plan. He is going to turn some heads, turn some hearts, and he is going to sink some big ships, believe me when I tell you. All righty?
Well,
what
Rick,
else?
All I can tell you is that I see them winning the battle, and I see us getting dumber and dumber every day. You see these kids that get out of school, they can't read and write. It's all by design. The promotion of the homosexuality, the promiscuity, all this transgender, all this. This is, they are destroying this country like this country has never been destroyed, and it's all a dog and pony show. Everything.
Yes.
And if you watch Putin, he is a true statesman, and I don't care what anybody says. Oliver Stone, he hit a home run with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, thank you, Caesar. Well said. I would say one thing, however, that no, we're not going to win the battle, but we are going to win the war, and that's the important point. War is the ultimate, and this war is an angelic conflict. It's not, as I said, a bullets and bombs and tanks and helicopters battle, and that's why the best-trained army in the world, Dave, and the best-equipped will also lose when it comes to a moral, spiritual battle that overshadows their armament. Rome was the greatest military force on the face of the earth at one time. It was an empire. And as it became more of an empire and more imperialistic, it then rotted from within. And no power on earth, none of its weapons of mass destruction and its chariots could save her from her own fate. And that's where America is now. And only it's worldwide now. It's a worldwide new world order that they are bringing about. And that, too, will be taken down. All right, thank you for your call. Rick from Arizona, I believe, is up next. Bring him up quickly. Come on up.
Yeah, can you hear me over there?
We can hear you.
I think that, for the most part, all this stuff that's been happening started under Trump, like your censorship, and then they're selling off your browsing habits. All that's under Trump. Trump is the enemy, and we got too many people out there telling us how great Trump is, and that even goes on RBN. And I think Statmiller should put a ban on talking good about Trump on any radio show. If we can't see that Trump is the enemy, then I don't see what, how are you going to even begin to fight this battle? I hear it all day long. You can hear how great Trump is on this radio show 8-10 hours a week.
Well, Dave, now what would be your response? First of all, I'll give you mine.
Yeah, I agree. Regardless of how one may have felt about Trump in relation to that evil creature Clinton. And I think that that was probably the overriding reason why many people were infatuated with him, besides his talking pro-American, which is always a good thing. But of course, the Jews don't like that, and the Jewish-controlled media doesn't like that. Now he's had enough time to show you what he's all about. He was going to do this. He was going to do that. He was going to be friends with Russia. They're not letting him do that. And the reason is because when somebody's elected president, they bring them into the room. They slap them on the back, just like they did to that fool Obama. And they say, congratulations, you're the president. Boy, that's great. Okay, this is how it's done. This is how we're going to do it. And if you don't do it this way, then bad things are going to happen to you and your family. And so that's why they
kind of like talking about Trump's being threatened, and he's not. He's part of the system.
You know, yeah, exactly. That's
international
why they
cartel
gave
since the early '90s. So I would say that I don't know. I just think that Trump is getting too many people apologizing for him, and I don't know if you can trust those people. But that's all I've got to say today. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, thank you, Rick, for your expression. I don't consider Trump to be the enemy. I don't consider Clinton to be the enemy or Obama. I consider, again, I'll say it again, I'll say it 1,000 times, the enemy within ultimately really is ourselves. Okay, we have met the enemy and he is us because of our abandonment of our God upon whom this nation was established, the colonies of independence. However, in a human sense, or if you want to say sort of non-human, but partially human, the enemy is the seed line that came out of the Garden of Eden. And we're talking about Cain, who murdered his own brother. That seed line is very much in control of the world today, that small, tiny number of people who have total control, economic, political, academic, media, and now religious control from Jerusalem. They are the enemy. They are the ones who perpetrated 9/11. They are the ones who perpetrated all of the debacles that have followed, the destruction of our men and women now in service, in combat. They are the ones that are bringing about these attacks, these fake attacks in our cities, these real attacks in England, here in the United States, France. They are the enemy within. They're God's enemy. You know, Jesus said, he said, he that hateth me hateth my Father also. Now, these people say they love God. They just don't accept Jesus. Well, Jesus said, you're a liar. You're a liar. If you hate me, which they did, and they hated him first, they hate his Father, who is God. So these people we're dealing with are not human. They're not flesh and blood, merely. They're made partially of supernatural entities. And their entities come from Satan. Okay? I don't care what their religion is. I'm not talking about Judaism. I'm talking about the lineal descendants of Cain and his seed line, who call themselves Jews but are not and do lie and are of the synagogue of Satan. So Jesus made it quite clear who the enemy is in human terms or in earthly terms. But you know what? We're going to get what we deserve. But in the end, those who are with God in our nation will survive, and we will be victorious. They shall be cast into, like the tares and the wheat, the tares will be cast where? Into the fire. And that will be their fate. All right, let's see if we can bring up before break here, Dave, Fred from Pennsylvania. Hello there. Fred, are you there?
Hi, am I speaking to Rick?
Yeah, now you're on. Go ahead.
Hi. Yeah, I appreciate the last caller. I do think it's not absolutely all one or the other. Just like any time you have elected a president, this was remarkable in that he hasn't had, you know, the boatload of scandal that makes Hillary Clinton vulnerable to blackmail. Now, I think he can be modified with public pressure. And I do think that this was very unlikely for any president to have gotten out of these very large treaties. That is something that no one was predicting that he would be able to do.
Well, look, you know, Dave, you can respond. He's done some good, of course. Out of every evil comes some good. You know that. Dave, why don't you respond to that?
No, I agree. He obviously has done good things, and I think his heart's in the right place, but you can't go up against the system.
No.
Look, what they did to Kennedy is evidence there that they'll do this in broad daylight. They will spray blood all over the wife of the president, all over the car. They don't give a damn about anything. They will let you know that if you dare want peace, this is what's going to happen to you in broad daylight. So, yeah, Trump, I believe he came in thinking that he would be able to do a lot more, and then they had that talk with him, and now he knows better.
I do think that refusing to sign something is not something that can, that will basically cause him to be eliminated. I mean, getting back to the treaties, I think that that is just as important as the other the failures. I think the successes are very important.
Thank you. I appreciate your call. I'm glad we got you in. I'm afraid we passed our good friend there, Frank, in North Carolina. Sorry, Frank. We'll bring you up when we come back. Stay tuned.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals.
The New World Order Thought Police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Yes, we're back in the last portion of the show. Dave, this has been a great fiery broadcast, I must say, and I think you made it so. So let's take our call.
Appreciate that, Rick.
Yeah, from Frank in North Carolina. Frank, come on up, sir.
CrisisActors.org. We're hiring. Extra hiring bonus if you're an amputee. Come be part of a growing industry.
Is this Alex Stone's calling?
Yeah, this is Alex. How you doing?
All right, hey, Alex, listen, I want to buy some of your videos. I really need to spread the word because we're going to win this fight. I know we are.
Well, we're going to win it. Just if you buy enough of my products, that's why we have free shipping, continued free shipping. I've extended it through Sunday.
You
hey,
bet.
Listen, what's going on with this 268, I think, arrested prominent people and whatnot, household names arrested in Hollywood? What's behind this? Why are they doing it now, and why are they publicizing it? I know one of the hosts covered it yesterday afternoon on RBN, and from the second word that he spoke into the story to about a word or two out of it, the whole station went silent. This is a fact. I called in and spoke with him about it, and he couldn't figure it out either, but I got confirmation from a number of people. The whole station went silent for the duration of the time that he covered the story. You guys know anything about this or any theories or, you know, ideas on why
I missed
this
that
happened?
One. Did you hear about it, Dave?
No, sadly, I missed out on that, too.
Yeah, 268. They're saying this goes all the way to the top. Producers, household name, Hollywood people. They got some religious figures in there.
There's been ruminations from Jeff Sessions that he was going to strike back as AG about the pedophile rings in Hollywood. Do you suppose that could have anything to do with it?
Yeah, well, I've been hearing, you know, little rumblings, and I never expected anything to come out of it. You know, I figured, well, it's just more talk. They're not actually going to do anything. But, I don't know what's going on.
Well, there's a lot that we don't know then, huh? Every minute of the day, we have to be on guard. You know, something
there's
could happen.
A lot of politicians caught up in it as well, and you know, you get them, you know, they'll sing like a canary, they'll turn on each other, and then you might end up having 500 people or whatnot. But I did want to say I really miss Victor Thorne. He was associated with AFP, is that right?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, he was a great
voice. I was pretty close with Victor, and as a matter of fact, that's funny that you say that because, well, of course, his anniversary of his alleged suicide is coming up August 1st. Well, I personally don't believe that he's dead, and the reason I don't is because I thoroughly investigated the event with searching for any police reports. I called the police regularly. I asked them for information. There's nothing out there. There's no official record. I interviewed his brother. That's up there on American Free Press's website 2 days after he supposedly killed himself, and the brother was convinced that he did, and that he just didn't want to get old. He didn't want to.
He went into hiding, huh? You think?
where is he? Where's the report?
I don't know. I don't know. Doc, you know, others have raised that specter as well, Dr. K and others. I don't know, but all I can say is that we got enough on our plate right now. But I want to thank you again, Dave Gaharry. And you're welcome back anytime at any point to come back on as long as we have our freedom. And thank God for people like you fighting.
Amen. Well, I appreciate that, Rick. And I'll say the same to you, my friend.
Thank you. And you have a great day. And remember, with God, one is a majority. All right. And in Jesus' name, we thank you all, folks. Rick Adams, Rick Adams Uncensored, The Deadly Experiment, YouTube. Goodbye, and Yahweh bless his elect.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.